Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Inflation, a down economy, and higher taxes down the road are continuing to feed into feelings of uncertainty for everyone, especially baby boomers who are about ready to retire or who already are retired. And what's probably contributing even more to your feelings of uncertainty is looking at those account statements. Thanks so much for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, here to guide you about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy today. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call him for a complimentary appointment. You can get his book, Worry Less Wealth. Ask for that. And then also check him out yourself on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, a big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Lynn. Yeah, it's definitely looking at those account statements are going to be a big eye-opener for a lot of people. And sadly, a lot of them, I mean, even my own, I had my contributions offset by my change in value. So it was pretty much a break even. So that's why you keep buying, right?
That's right.
And now those new purchases for this next quarter will be all on sale.
Oh,
so,
man.
So you're getting a discount.
I like that. That sound of that is great. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear something that took place in 1960.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Think he said one giant leap for mankind, and you know who that is, don't you, Eric?
Yep, good old Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Supposedly he didn't even have that pre-planned, just came out of his mouth, and one of the most famous quotes you could ever have. So,
right.
Yeah, it is crazy, because if you've ever heard anybody talk about what's in your cell phone versus what's on that ship, and the computing power is way more powerful in your pocket than your phone than what they had to get all the way out there. Yeah. So, so it just tells us how things change. And obviously, things were very different back then, right? You know, inflation was a lot lower than it is now, at least how it spiked. But then, of course, it did go high. And so it is kind of appropriate to bring back something back to 1969, since we had the worst start of the bond market since 1970.
There you go. Yeah, and, same amount of time period. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we've had the worst half of the S&P for about 50 years also. So, I mean, a lot of these things are very much tying into that time frame. In an odd way.
Right, so. Exactly. Yeah, so yeah, if only we had a computer that could take care of all the fluctuations in the economy, everything going on right now. But tell us this, how much attention should we be paying to our account balances? Because it's kind of scary.
You know, you don't want to do the full ostrich plan, right, where you just stick your head in the sand and totally ignore things.
Right.
But you also don't want to be fixating on that. I mean, I still remember there was one little reporting issue on one alternative investment that we had at Custodian, and this was Christmas Eve. And for some reason, I think I had ordered something online and I'd used my work email. So I had to check, I don't normally check my work email, but I had somebody going, "What happened to my account?" And email, you know, because she was like looking at every day and their value had dropped a little bit. And it's like, really? Come on.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, come on. Go do something else.
Oh,
and so that's somebody who's paying attention too often. And so yeah, you got to balance the two. You know, one of the biggest problems is if you don't have things set up right, that's when you freak out, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have 100% of your money in the market and the market's down 20-30%, guess what? 100% of your money's going to be down, you know, about the same amount, right? So that's the problem, is even at younger ages, you should have at least some steady income. You should always have a little bit of money in the bank or some sort of foundational money that can't go away. But if you're 5 to 10 years out from retirement, or even worse, in retirement, you cannot have 100% of your money in the stock market. And by the way, when I say the market, I should say stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those types of things, they all go down together nowadays. They used to have, bonds used to be, you know, more offset and not correlated, as they call it. Now they tend to all go the same direction. So, you know, you have to have some steady income money, stuff that's low volatility, that pays good income. And then in those down years, you can take the money out of there and you don't have to cash in those shares when they're down. And then you also need some foundational money. You need some money that's going to be there. You need a bucket of money that you're going to be able to keep pulling money out of while your market money bounces around. And unless you have those three options, man, it's going to be very tough. I mean, I don't see how people are successful without having those three options. So, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually look at your current plan and we say, okay, here's what path you're on. You know, is your trajectory going to the moon, or, you know, are you going to miss it? And if you miss it, you're going to be way, way, way off by millions of miles and never come back, right? So it's not that bad usually with our planning. You can't miss by that far. But again, we want to tell you what course you're on. Are you on the right track? And then see, okay, what kind of course corrections can we make to fix this? And, you know, that's what you want to do, is have that income plan, that investment plan, the taxes, all three of those really go together. How long is your money going to last? Where should it be invested? How's it going to get taxed? Healthcare issues, and then legacy. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something we want to help you with. So, you know, if you want to sit down for, you know, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call, we can find out what your concerns, what your worries are. And then if it makes sense, we can go to the next meeting. We used to charge a fee. We're not even doing that for the planning now. We'll actually give you that info. All you have to do, it's pretty simple, is you can just text the word visit. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, one common piece of advice during tough economic times is making sure that you have enough set aside in your emergency fund or savings or whatever you want to call it. How do you talk to your clients about that?
Well, so I was a scout, and my boys have all been scouts, so I like to call it our Be Prepared Fund.
I like that.
So since that is the scout motto.
Yep.
And so, yeah, really when we're talking about how much do you have, there's all sorts of rules of thumb, but, you know, really the super safest way is at least three, but really should be 6 months of saving, of expenses, I should say. 6 months of, you know, if you add up all your car insurance, your, you know, rent or mortgage, you know, all those things, food and all that stuff. Look at how much you spend, and then, you know, say if that number is $5,000, well, then you should have $30,000 sitting in a savings account. If you lose your job, you know, you got 6 months, right, of money there to be okay. Because, yeah, the odds are super massive that we're in a recession. So you can't say we're in a recession until we've already been in it for 6 months.
How
so
crazy.
It's one of those, yeah, goofy things. Again, if that all of a sudden affects your job, yeah, you got to have that protection. You got to have some of that money there.
So, Eric, we know we can't control the state of the economy, and we cannot prevent things like the recession happening. What can we take more control of when it comes to, you know, the impact on our retirement?
Well, I think this is more overall life question, but I think everybody has a problem, and especially American culture has a problem of actual responsibility. And what that means is your ability to respond. So yes, you can't control the economy. You can't control what happens to you in life. The only thing you can control is your response, or how, you know, your ability to respond. So that's what really what responsibility means. And so, yeah, when things are bad and things are going down, how does that affect you, right? How can you change that? Well, maybe you go for it a little bit, right? Depending on, you know, how much other monies you have, maybe you should actually buy while other people are fearful. Be greedy, as Buffett likes to say, right? So there's a lot of things you can control. You can control where their money is at. You can control, you know, how you're planning, where you're planning, you know, where is your plan taking you? Are you on course? Now, if that's something that you haven't done before and you have no plan, well, that's tough, because how do you know if you're on course or not, right? So one of the things that we can do is we can take the responsibility to say, hey, I'm going to get a plan, and I'm going to make sure I'm on track, or I'm going to find out what opportunities I have to make changes right now. Because it's not necessarily the time to say, oh, let's not do anything. Yeah, things could get worse. So it might be time to definitely do something. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can give us a call. We can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out what's going on in your situation, and then see if we can help you there. Again, no cost, no obligation. Just give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio will be right back with more.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial. Plus, he's also author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And this book is much like what we talk about on our show. He wrote this to open up our eyes to all the things available to have a remarkable retirement. And he carries that in through this show as well to help us see maybe any warning signs and any planning that we've done before trouble begins. So you can get this book, Worry Less Wealth, on his website or just by calling his phone number. So his phone number, 800-454-1184, and his website, WealthCreatorRadio.com. So it is no surprise that inflation is kind of our top concern for people who are preparing for retirement. And Eric, CNBC says that 71% of retirement age investors are actually worried about a negative impact of inflation on their savings. I mean, you know, they're not going to be getting any more money in. I mean, as far as a paycheck goes, a personal capital poll. It was conducted by Qualtrics. They did this poll on people who are planning to retire in the next 5 years, and it says the same thing. Inflation is their biggest concern, and a third of those respondents in the poll said that it was really the pandemic that has made them worry about their nest egg and think that they need a larger one, maybe even worried about their standard of living. So for people who are worried about that bigger nest egg for retirement, what would be their first step in helping them analyze how they're doing?
Well, first of all, just having an income plan, right? They need to know, is that income going to be okay with inflation and counted in with taxes counted in and the different types of taxes, right? Is it 401k? Is it Social Security? Is it Roth? Is it, you know, regular money where it's got cost basis? So all those types of tools have different tax effects. So that's one of the things that you want to be looking for. Obviously, cash is not a place to be, right? Getting that 0.01 that might go up to 1% or something maybe as rates go up. But when rates go up, debt goes up fast, right? Mortgage rates go up fast. Credit cards go up fast. Mm-hmm. You know, overnight. Savings accounts, very slow. Mm-hmm. That's going to take a lot longer for those to really go up. So yeah, cash is a horrible place to be in. And you know, there are also financial tools that allow you to actually have a higher withdrawal rate. And that's an easy way to actually kind of counteract some of the effects of inflation is knowing that, hey, I can take out, you know, 5 or 6% out of this tool and I'll still be safe. So, yeah. So a lot of times just about reallocation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this poll, this personal capital poll that we're talking about, basically indicates that about a fourth of pre-retirees have actually pushed their retirement date back. And then same amount of people are saying, I'm just going to work part-time in retirement because they are worried they haven't saved enough. Number one fear of retirees today. Are there any options then if you're afraid that you're going to come up short for savings? Any other options?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of great tools. And again, you know, first of all, you got to have a plan so you know if you are or aren't.
Right.
So having that written income plan that runs that money out. Yeah, you know, but there are some different tools. You know, there's you know, index annuities that can be a great tool where they can pay an income for life, or they can at least give you that principal guarantee, and then have that money, you know, paying back out to you, and you know it's not going to go away. So that at least gives you a good baseline. So that way, you know, you don't have to worry day by day on the stock market side of things, and you know, so there are some ways to actually, you know, in essence, kind of beef up that payment stream, make sure it's going there, make sure it's steady. But again, it's one of these things where you have to have the right types of money. So you have to have the three critical types of money. Is not everybody's pretty much in the market money with their 401k, because it's about the only options you get, right? Stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. What you really need to do is with your other monies, your old retirement plans or your IRAs and just regular savings, you need to have some foundational money. That's where like the annuity stuff can come in, have some guarantees, some stuff that's better than the bank, better than bonds. So that way, you know, you're earning a lot more. So that's going to help with inflation, but also it's paying out a lot nicer and steady. And then, you know, in between that, you want some steady income funds. These are things that typically are tied to real estate or debt or other things. And these are definitely good inflation assets. So they're usually paying you 5-7%. Plus they got hopefully some appreciation, but they're not really bouncing around daily in the market. So, you know, once you have those three types of money, it makes life a lot easier. And, you know, then you're not just all in one thing, which is mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that really scares me, is anybody who's in those types of situations. So, you know, one of the great tools that we've come up with is this little checklist challenge, and it's total score is 34. And lots of times I have people say, I didn't get past 10, you know, so,
oh,
so, it, so yeah, so sometimes it's not so good, but again, it's, mm-hmm. it's better to know that now than later. Right. And so, yeah, so if you want to take this little checklist challenge, all you have to do is text us the word checklist, pretty easy. Text the full word checklist, no space, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can do it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about that. What goes into building this plan, this retirement income strategy, so that you can be confident about taking money out of those retirement accounts?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's... you know, making sure you have lots of little checks. So that's the weird part. Probably one of the best comments I ever had was one of my clients. He said it was like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. That's what it kind of first felt like to retire, because, you know, you get this check that you got twice a month right beforehand, and it was pretty easy and you always had it. Now it's, you know, maybe you have Social Security turned on, maybe not yet. You got, you know, money in the bank, you got retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, you got Roth, you got regular money. You know, how do you get all these things to add up to that old check that you used to get? And so, yeah, it definitely takes some planning. I mean, it's kind of like if you get something from IKEA and they forgot the instructions. Oh, good luck.
Oh, my.
All right. You know, here's a bunch of tools and a couple Allen wrenches. Right. And, you know, we'll see you in 2 days if you're still alive and haven't gone insane. Right. So that's what retirement can be like if you don't have that instruction map to say, hey, this goes here, this goes here. But unfortunately, there is no set tool, right? There's no set map or instruction guide. So really, it's just, yeah, having that income plan, knowing that money's running out, look at what risk level you have, making sure that plays out. And, you know, then taxes along the way, because lots of times people don't think about the fact that when you hit retirement, you get to pick your taxes, which seems weird, right? But you get to pick which tax bucket you're taking money from, and that's going to, you know, dictate how much tax you have to pay that year. So it's very different.
Eric, you know, MarketWatch does say that nobody suffers more from high inflation than retirees. And if you go back into the 70s, okay, those retirees who were living on that fixed income were hit hardest as all the prices started to skyrocket with inflation. And every year, retirees just got poorer and poorer. And now here we are. Inflation is at the highest we've seen in 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, inflation really never sleeps. It just never stops. I mean, we all have that thing of, you know, I remember when,
yep.
You know, this was 25 cents or this was that, right? And so, you know, if you want to maintain that standard of living, you have to have, you know, your income rising over time. I mean, you have to have that money protected from loss, but also have it, you know, increasing. Because if it's not, you're going to be just kind of basically going backward. You know, you're going to feel like you're staying steady, but you know, your spending power is going backwards. So, you know, really what you need to do is have an income analysis that figures out how much you're in need for retirement, you know, so that way you can do the things you want to do, right? That mm-hmm. have that fund where you can mm-hmm. go out and do all those things. And, you know, look at the risks that pose to that plan, right? I mean, you want to see about not just inflation, but stock market volatility, tax increases, healthcare, everything, and then figure out how to have that income generated. For our planning, we've been waiving the fee, and so there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is really just set up a time. Let us figure out what's going on in your situation. We can kind of talk about it, figure out how to hopefully at least inflation-proof that analysis of your income. and really make sure that that money keeps growing, because in terms of cost of everything, it about doubles every 20 years. So that means whatever you need to retire on today, you need twice that in 20 years from now. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of planning to get that successful. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Most of us will underestimate our lifespan by about 5 years or more, and we're going to talk about why that's so important and such a costly mistake coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, we have to make our money last a long time in retirement. In fact, that's the main risk, is living a long time. And we don't know how long we're going to live. So if we live 20, 30 years, you know, and then we have inflation on top of that, what's going to happen with our money?
Well, exactly. I mean, the cost of everything pretty much doubles every 20 years. So, you know, if you need, say, $7,000 a month to live on now, that's going to be $14,000, you know, in 2040s, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you definitely need to have that money growing. And one of the weird ones I had is at a person, I was trying to figure out when this was exactly, but it's probably the early 2000s. I talked to this gentleman, and he was down in the Monterey area, and he had turned on his Social Security at 62, the youngest age with the smallest check, because when he first retired, all the, you know, CDs and stuff were paying 6%, 7%, 8%.
Oh,
so he didn't care, right? And that's why he said, I wasn't worried. And then, of course, interest rates dropped like a rock, mm-hmm. right? And all of a sudden that income dropped down. And then guess what? Now he's got a smallest Social Security check you can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes up with inflation, but not very much, because it's a smaller, you know, starting dollar amount. So the other problem, too, is I find is a lot of people just, they plan on today's economy being there for the next 20, 30 years, which obviously now we're almost the exact opposite from what that gentleman had, is now we're starting to see rates go the other direction and things start going back up from zero and inflation coming back, which then it was going down some. So, you know, yeah, you cannot plan on your whole time from just, okay, everything's just today and it's all going to be same for the next 20, 30 years.
Right.
Not going to work.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. Our economy today is not going to be the same throughout all of our retirement. So then the question is, how do you help someone create an inflation-adjusted spending plan for retirement when there's just so many unknowns, you know?
Yeah, obviously there's, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my office. I've never been able to turn it on. So it turns out there's no on switch. I haven't figured it out, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
Although it probably gets dusty. It is one of these things where you can't, you know, you can't guess all these details, but what can you do, right? It's what can you control versus what you can't control. And so what are the things we can control? Well, we can control how we're putting our money away and where we're putting that money away and, you know, what types of protections it has. Is it increasing over time? Obviously, we don't plan on saying, okay, we're going to have $7,000 for the rest of our life and, you know, never have it increase. Nope, we're going to have it, you know, growing with 3% inflation. You know, some stuff doesn't inflate. You know, the mortgage is one of the best things in out there. So, you know, if you retire and you still got a mortgage, if that mortgage is going to be around for 15 or 20 years, still those payments, they're the same payments all those years. So in a weird way, mortgages actually get cheaper in retirement, which, you know, sounds weird.
Yeah.
But they don't go up, right? So having a plan that takes that all into effect is really the key thing, is looking at that and making sure you're adjusting for that, not only just the inflation aspects, but also the tax aspects of those different types of dollars, right? Which types of money are you taking from where? Once you hit 72, you have to be taking out a lot more IRA and retirement monies because you've got that required minimum distribution. What's that going to be like tax-wise? You know, all those things. So it's not just inflation adjusted, but it's also tax adjusted. And so you need to have that all done. And that's one of the great things that we actually have here at Heckman Financials. We got some really, really good software that does that exactly. And the best part for my clients is, you know, once they start working with us every year, we can kind of adjust that. We can see, are they on track? And also your spending's not linear. Yeah, you have that bucket list of all those things you do. And of course, the pandemic slowed down a lot of those things that people wanted to do, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to finally do all those things, typically they cost money. If you want to do that European River Cruise or Machu Picchu or, you know, whatever, you know, kind of fun trips you want to do. And so typically people spend a little bit more in their first 5 to 10 years of retirement. So you also need to plan that in. And so, yeah, there's a lot to go into that. But yeah, if you've got some good tools and somebody who's been doing this for 30 years and seen how people retire, you know, yeah, that's the big thing. And I mean, my goal is to help 1,000 people by 2031 retire. And, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve, is helping those people do that. And, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to get a little bit more information, you know, we can set up a 15-30 minute phone call. Just with me, and we'll talk, go over your situation and see if we should build that blueprint to worry less wealth or not for you. So again, that's if you want to set that up, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. You'll get a link to set up a time, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So many people are worried about inflation, Eric, because they want to have that same lifestyle in retirement. They want to live that. How much do we need to save?
Well, everybody should be at least saving 15, and if you can be really great, 20.
Okay.
And so that's tough. For like my son, who's my oldest son, who just got out of college and stuff. Yeah, no, I was talking to him about, you know, okay, you got that 401k now at work, you know, put it all on the Roth side and do at least up to the match, which most companies, that's only 5 or 6%. Then the other money should be going to liquid savings, you know, boring savings that ain't going to make any money, but it's going to prevent you from having interest on credit cards and other things. So yeah, have that 6 month savings. And then in between, you want to build up that medium term money, you know, just regular investments. So that way you can have access to, you know, buy a car, get a house, all those types of things. Well, obviously, as you get older and older and you've built up some more of those other buckets, that emergency bucket, maybe some of that medium term type money. Yeah, then you just want to be plowing most of all that to retirement savings, right? And have that money building and growing and tax deferred. And hopefully, if a lot of it's Roth, it's all yours at retirement. If it's not, if it's traditional money, then yeah, you have to remember that 100,000 in your IRA is really like 70. Mm. And yeah. So it's like you got a mortgage, it's called taxes. So the only way to really do that is just, yeah, the more fuel you add, the you know, the farther your car will go, right? And so that's what you got to do, is just keep fueling up that retirement engine, and it'll go longer, it'll help with inflation. But yeah, if you're not adding much fuel, it's going to be really tough to get very far.
Yeah, listen to what Eric is saying. You know, 15, he gave you a number, how much you should be saving, 15% to 20%. And believe me, it's going to get, becoming 60 is going to get here a lot quicker than you think, because I'm 62 and I'm like, wow, you know, we didn't save enough. Sure wish we would have. So here I am, you know, going to be working for a long time. Now, inflation is just one piece of that whole retirement puzzle. So what would be some of the other concerns that we need to pay attention to in retirement?
I mean, of course, the big part is everybody wants to make sure that money lasts for their whole life, make sure they're not going to run out of money and all of a sudden be, you know, 85 and what to do now, right? You don't want to be living on the streets or something like that. So how do you make sure that money lasts? Well, yeah, you've got to have an income plan that figures out how much you're going to be spending, looks at those risks of inflation, market volatility, tax increases, healthcare costs, all those things, and, you know, really how to keep that standard of living going. And, you know, that's what we've been doing here at Heckman Financial for the last 30 years, is helping people do that shift from working to retirement. And you know, it's very critical. The math is very different than what it was when you were just, you know, working and trying to accumulate that money. So again, we've been waiving our fee right now for this planning. So if you want to set up a phone call for 15, 30 minutes, we'll talk, we'll figure out your situation. And then if you want us to do that blueprint, again, no cost, no obligation. It'll tell you where you're going, where you're headed, and then what actions you might want to take. And then it's up to you to take action. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to get a link, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And we'll be right back with more.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial. So reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you help with a retirement strategy. He always talks about this on our show. Today, no different. And we just thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. A lot of times on our show, we talk about fun things, you know, like planning vacations and what you want to do in retirement. Those are always fun things, you know. But then there are other things that are really just as important, but a little harder to plan. And I'm talking about your final wishes. So, you know, even your funeral, and a lot of times you don't want to sit down and think about it, but it is so much easier on your loved ones if you do that. Eric, I got to tell you, you know, we lost my brother-in-law last summer, and he had been sick for about 2 years, and I couldn't believe that after he passed, my poor sister-in-law was running around trying to figure out where they were going to be buried. They had not even done that yet. These things are not fun to think about ahead of time, but at the same time, you know, you do need to get that done. So it's a lot easier on yourself or even your loved ones. Tell us what you've learned from your own personal experience.
Yeah, it can be very tough and very stressful. And probably the one I liked the most is one of my clients called it a fog. She felt like she was in a fog. And, and you know, over the next couple of years, every time we'd meet, she would talk about how the fog's lifting and it's getting more visible and things. And you know, I think that was a kind of a good way to do it. And imagine you're in a, you know, almost a whiteout fog kind of condition, and you're having to make, like you said, for your sister-in-law, you know, decisions on, you know, what to do here, what to do with this. And, you know, then, of course, you got finances. You know, do you want to have this rolled over to your name? Do you want to have this in theirs? Or how do you, you know, there's all these things that you have to all of a sudden decide, and they can have huge tax ramifications, huge cost ramifications. I think there's a lot of things that people really need to be doing. And yeah, it's, you know, like you said, vacations are way more fun to plan than this.
Yeah.
But yeah, this will happen. This is guaranteed. So
yeah,
take some time.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
take
right.
some time, figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, since you and I've been doing this show, I'm 62, almost 63. And I really, truly am starting to think through all these things and wanting to get our plans together. We have not done that. We've talked about it, but we have not done that yet. But AARP has some really good resources on how you can help your family by taking a few basic items, by taking care of a few basic items. So, Eric, let's go over those. Tell us about what are some things we should consider doing.
Well, obviously, what we were talking about there is if you want to be buried or cremated and all that stuff, just have that kind of planned out. And, you know, you save a lot of money if you do that ahead of time, too. So it just makes more sense. But, you know, the biggest things that I've always seen the most ill will and the worst situation is not the financial. It's the stuff, or lack of a better term, the junk.
Yeah.
Often it's stuff that nobody else really cares about. At one point, I had a kind of a cool situation where I had a four generation client. You know, I had
from
grandma all the way down to great grandson stuff. And when grandma passed away, one teenage daughter went in there and got some of grandma's shoes, and the other sister had a teenage daughter was all mad because why'd you go take grandma's shoes? Now grandma had been a client of mine for a long time, and her shoes were not fancy. But it was just like, hey, the fact that you went in there and you took stuff without asking me and blah, blah, you know.
And
it's just, you know, somebody gets this, but I'm the one who always spent the time with that with him, or, you know. So, yeah, having, you know, you can either write it down or, you know, the best thing is, you know, take a picture. I mean, it's easy to take pictures and print them off, right? So
yes.
If there's some sort of sentimental item, some picture, some, you know, like actually my own grandfather was a van driver for United Vans way back when and for a while. And he always had this cool little miniature, you know, United van truck.
Oh, yeah.
My sister always wanted that. So she made sure, you know, he put her name on the bottom of it.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know, so, but nowadays you don't even have to do that. Just take a picture and put it in your trust or put it in your, you know, important materials and say, this is who gets what. And, you know, ask people ahead of time, right? And so that way they know. And, you know, having a plan is so, so important. And so one thing you can do is we have a checklist that actually goes through all the stuff, not just when you're, you know, passing away type of thing, but what all you should have in overall and over your entire financial situation and how to retire. So if you want a copy of that checklist just to see how your score is, you know, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, sometimes you are one of the very first people contacted by the family after a client passes away. Why don't you tell us some things that you go over with that spouse or maybe with the children of a client who has died?
Yeah, well, it's always tough. And probably one of the hardest ones I had a client that she had put money in one account years ago, and then she started doing stuff on her own. And ironically, my office is now in her old building. Where she worked. But she ran it all. She did all the finances, everything, and had it all go to her work email.
What?
And so when she passed away, they couldn't even know where the monies were. They couldn't even figure out. So, you know, husband came in with their 18-year-old son, and they were trying to, in essence, hack into their accounts or find their accounts. But all the resets go to her work email, which she worked for a bank, and that gets shut off the second you pass away.
Oh, goodness.
So one of the things is, yeah, just, you know, helping them log into accounts, helping them figure out where the accounts are. Yeah, sometimes you have to do some detective work, you know, look at, did you have any interest from, you know, stuff on your last tax return, you know, from different places. And, you know, so that's one of the things. What should you do with each account? There's a lot of legal ramifications with, you know, if you roll over IRA money to somebody's name or not. You know, so there's a lot of stuff about inherited IRAs or not, or, you know, if it's a spouse, they can roll it to their own name. If they're under 59.5, then you may not want to roll it to your own name. So there's a lot of things around that. And then just even resetting the tax basis. There is a thing called step up in basis. When somebody dies, you get it, you inherit it at today's market value. So, you know, you need to reset all those bases and stuff. So there's a lot of little things to go into it. And, you know, we just kind of help walk them through that and kind of guide them through that process.
Well, you know, like we're saying, none of these things are fun to talk about, but we are not promised tomorrow. We don't know when our final day is. And that's why we're talking about something so important like this. You know, don't put this off. Plan out what you need to do. Tell us how things like estate planning, legacy planning, like we're talking about, fit into your overall process. This fits right in with your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have to have a plan for this. I mean, it's not, you literally don't take it with you. Somebody's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be somebody who's going to go through just pure agony, having to go through the court systems and figuring out how much to pay attorneys and court costs and all this other just awful stuff that you may have stuck somebody else with having to deal with because you didn't take the little bit of time to fix it, right? And, you know, and then also make sure it goes to the right people. Did you do the right beneficiaries? If maybe one of your children predeceased you, does their children get your money, or does it all default to your other kids? And then their kids get disinherited. You know, there's little things like that that people just don't think about. You know, it's just one of these things where you have to have this plan and done. You know, if you own any sort of property, really you got to have a trust. I mean, you need to have a living trust set up. Work with a estate planning attorney if you don't, you know, if you have one or something. Maybe if you're somebody who just doesn't want to meet with anybody and just likes to do stuff on their own. If you go to wealthcreatorradio.com, we'll actually have a link for an online version of a trust that you can set up there. And it's really nicely well done trust that we've, you know, reviewed and talked to the people who set it up, and, you know, at least get that planning process done, because you need to make sure that process is taken care of, because you can either leave somebody a mess that they have to hunt through things and find and search and just go through pure agony, or you can leave them a fairly nice situation that, believe it or not, still takes a lot of time and effort.
Right.
If anybody's
yeah.
helped anybody having to settle a estate, it's still a ton of work if it's in the right order. If it's out of order, if it's messed up, oh my gosh, it can be just a nightmare to deal with, and it's almost like a second job. And, you know, you don't want to leave that to other people. You don't want to leave that to, you know, to your loved ones especially. So taking some time and doing that, and, you know, what's what we do here at Heckman Financials, we actually help people eliminate that worry. We want you to have worry-less wealth and create that blueprint to worry-less wealth, where you don't have to worry about your finances and money, but worry about having fun and enjoying life and spending time with the loved ones we're talking about. So again, that consists of having that income plan, knowing where your money's coming from, lowering your volatility, having those foundational steady income investments, also looking at the taxes along the way, healthcare issues, and of course, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So, you know, if that's something you want to take some time, learn more about, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and set up time. You can either leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around for the rest of our show.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial. So reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirements. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to, laugh at them or
no.
call them out of their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you, and you know, how can we prevent it, right? And and so really what we're talking about today would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se. But, when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who had rolled all their money over, and they had a lot of company stock, and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say, you know, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids and it'd be a step up in basis and there'd be no tax due. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to that. And unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. You know, they're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, you know, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had too is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, you know, where the company, when they paid them out, just said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after-tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. You know, well, everybody likes money, especially if it's tax-free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA, and it could have been growing tax-free for the rest of their life. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners. So this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.